man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Paul, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, all right. An engineer, are we live on the air? Okay, we're on the air, folks. And sorry, I'm a little bit tardy here due to circumstances beyond my control. Paul Fromm is with us from Canada, and you are listening to The Trump Phenomenon on October 30th, 2017. And Paul, welcome.
Oh, thank you. You know, I saw a story today that really made me furious. It's like an opinion piece by the Washington correspondent for the Canadian Globe and Mail, Conrad Jakubowski. And He says the party of Lincoln surrenders to Trump. I won't go into that. But this was, he actually quoted some of the things that the Flake said last week in his 17-minute diatribe and hissy fit, announcing that he was not going to run again because, and even Yakubowski says, because he knew he'd get his rump handed to him on a platter. But this is part of what Flake said. It's clear at this moment that a traditional conservative who believes in limited government and free markets, whose
divorce rates are too high today.
Go ahead. That was John Kennedy. Go ahead.
who is devoted to free trade and who is pro-immigration has a narrower and narrower path to the nomination in the nomination of the Republican Party. And I thought, you know, that is what the Jewish neocons have done to traditional conservatism. Trump is not anti-free trade, but he wants fair trade. And I love this. Pro-immigration. Now, I'm just incensed at the way the Republicans have betrayed people who turn to them. After the civil rights assault on white rights, many working-class Americans, particularly in the South, turned from the Democratic Party, which they now saw as the party of the immigrants, homosexuals, and the flakes, to the Republicans, because the Republicans advertised themselves as a law and order party. And they thought, whites thought, that they, because most Republicans were white, or at least politicians were white, that they'd receive fairness and justice from them. Well, that's 1968, nearly 50 years farther on. The Republicans have never done anything about anti-white affirmative action, and along the way have become converted to fervent supporters of immigration, which used to be the Democrats' calling card. But, of course, now all both parties, at least major characters in both parties, are in favor of it. And I thought, you know, there is the absolute betrayal of European-American or white voters.
Well, and, of course, Paul, that's what's been going on for the last 30 years and more. And the Republican Party was hollowed out from inside. The neocons made their appearance. And the Republican Party of Bob Taft that we remember from when we were kids, that Republican Party was taken over from within by the neocons. And now here's the wonderful thing that who would have thunk it could happen? It's being taken over again from the inside by the good guys. And we've got a great headline on that tonight, Paul, which is that, and of course, that one that you're quoting there, that sounded almost word for word like the things that Bob Corker said, Jeff Flake said.
That's what Flake said. I'm quoting Flake.
Oh, you're quoting him. Well, no wonder it sounded word for word.
but the columnist, Yakubowski, makes exactly that point, that this wild man, madman, Jeff Bannon is going out and organizing to defeat all, he says, all of the senators, Republican senators seeking re-election except for Ted Cruz.
The good news, though, these are the gasps of the drowning. In other words, none of that has any traction anymore. Steve Bannon's Bannon Express is up at full steam. The Trump train is at full steam. And today, Monday, really some great developments, folks. Of course, we said to you on Sunday, watch on Monday. It'll be Paul Manafort that they're going to indict. That was our best guess. Well, it turns out it was Paul Manafort. So he's at house arrest. But here's the good news, folks. The good news is there ain't no news. Bob Mueller came up empty. He's shooting blanks. He's going to charge Paul Manafort with crimes that have nothing to do with Donald Trump. They have nothing to do with what the special counsel was supposed to look into. He's going to try to squeeze Paul Manafort with tax evasion charges and money laundering charges, that kind of thing. This is a standard ploy, you know, among prosecutors who are, well, for a sleazebag like Robert Mueller, he's going to try to squeeze Paul Manafort in a desperate ploy to see if he can't come up with something, because he's got nothing. This is his big show today, and he's got nothing. There's no charges having anything to do with Donald Trump having any collusion with Russians over anything. And the real story, now here's the real story, folks, because we had it on Sunday, we had it on Friday. Jeanine Pirro has it, Hannity has it. It's all over. The real story, Uranium One, the real story, the treasonous behavior of these Democrats who are, this is desperation time, because this was treason. And there's no statute of limitations on treason. Bob Mueller, Rod Rosenstein, thrown into the defendant's gallery here. Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch. Now, there's a piece that I didn't play for you, a little bit of the audio I didn't play for you on Sunday from Jeanine Pirro's incredible show on Saturday. Listen to this, because... and I wish George were here with us to savor this. George has not been that happy with Jeff Sessions. I've been a defender of Jeff Sessions. I'll tell you what, the defenders are having a harder and harder time. Jeanine Pirro launches on Jeff Sessions, and get this, Jason Chaffetz, a great congressman, he launches. Listen to this. This is amazing.
All right, Jason. I also have a letter here to Jeff Sessions from you, referring to Brian Pagliano. You see, it all comes back, Congressman, to the same stuff. You guys have been pushing for months and for years to get to the bottom of it. And as they push back, Clinton and Pagliano and all the rest of them, they keep asserting the fifth. They keep denying, and they keep saying, you know, we don't have anything. Even the State Department today, 70,000 pages that have been ordered by a federal judge, they won't even deliver it. What can you tell us about what's being done now, and what can you do?
Yeah, it's been more than a year. The State Department is holding tens of thousands of documents on a case that they claim is closed. And when I met with Attorney General Sessions, much like Ron DeSantis did, I basically got a stiff arm. I got an attorney general that said he would not comply. He wasn't going to do any sort of prosecutions. And it's such a huge difference. When he was a senator, he would have never put up with that. But the deep state is very real. They're pushing back. It needs to continue to be exposed. But we can't do the basic oversight.
Look, Congressman, I'm so happy you got oversight. You know, even though you're not a congressman anymore, Ron's got the...
Now, I got to pause it right there. The two of them are saying so much so fast, it could go by. You may have missed Jeanine Pirro saying, is he afraid of them? And right before that, this is a U.S. congressman. He's just retired, folks. But Jason Chaffetz, great U.S. congressman, he... just said, I met personally with Jeff Sessions, and he retired on June 13th. Utah congressman from the 3rd District. And he said, I basically got a stiff arm from Attorney General Sessions. And he said, I'm not going to investigate any of this stuff. Now, folks, let that sink in. Now, Judge Jeanine,
investigate any of what stuff?
Anything having to do with Hillary, Uranium One, the emails, the Russia dossier, the fake Russia dossier. So, folks, this is unacceptable. Chaffetz is, he's not. You know, we're just laymen out here. I don't meet with Jeff Sessions. So I'm getting my impressions through the news, on the internet. Jason Chaffetz, an important committee chairman of the House Oversight Committee. That's the committee that has oversight over this stuff. He's getting a stiff arm from our patriot attorney general on investigating these things that can put our enemies in prison for life. So what's... You know, You know, you have to ask yourself, what's going on? What happened? To use Hillary Clinton's title with a question mark on it. Now, Chaffetz, Jeanine Pirro, we did play this part. She said, if Jeff Sessions can't, he said on Monday, you need to appoint, that's today, if you need to appoint a special counsel to investigate Uranium One. If you don't, you got to go. So, folks, this is heating up. Now, Donald Trump in his tweets, he said, I've never seen Republicans so angry and motivated as they are about Uranium One. So the pressure is on. The pressure is on our president. The pressure is definitely on Jeff Sessions to prosecute or get out of there. And Jeanine Pirro applying this to all the Republicans who aren't acting and who aren't pursuing the Patriot agenda. She said, get going or get the hell out. So this is heating up, Paul. This is the story, you know, and you were trying to figure out what's the hangup, what's the holdup. Now, it looks like George may have been right. He's been very skeptical about Jeff Sessions. And then Jeanine Pirro asked a question. These are very sharp minds, folks. These are people on the inside on Capitol Hill. Jeanine Pirro, a judge, a prosecutor, very, very brilliant. Jason Chaffetz, the same story. And they're asking on the air, is he afraid of these people? And Paul, it looks like Jeff Sessions is. And this is folks, we don't know. We don't know how dirty and how nasty and how evil the heart of DC is. We're now finding out. But Paul, one of the secrets that these people have had to governing, maybe they have things on people. They are able to scare the hell out of people in ways that you and I and the public do not know.
You just playing devil's advocate, though. Do you think that information is accurate? That Sessions essentially said he's not going to prosecute anybody.
He said it to Jason Chaffetz face to face. Jason Chaffetz is he's not a member of the committee. He's the chairman. Now, he retired on June 13th. And that's, you know, that's a shame, actually, that he retired. But born in Los Gatos, California, he's only 50 years old. Boy, we need him back in there. But why did he retire? Oh, he says in the interview, Jeanine, you know, he says, corrects himself. He says, Judge, that's why I got out. I couldn't take it anymore. That I would, here I am meeting with my own attorney general who's on my team. I'm not meeting with Eric Holder. I'm not meeting with Laura Lynch. I think he even said in the interview with Jeanine, Jeff Sessions has been harder to work with than Loretta Lynch. I mean, those are fighting words. That's tough talk. And so my gosh, folks, this is, and here's what I think will happen. At the next Trump rally, we're going to hear the chant I recommend is lock them up. I think that suggestion is going to get out there. It'll be lock them up. And instead of the rah-rah, enthusiastic, lock her up chant of the crowd, I think they're going to persist. I hope they do. They're going to persist. When Donald Trump tries to retake the microphone, they're going to just keep chanting, lock them up, lock them up. In other words, it's not just a cheer of enthusiasm now. It's an order. It's a demand from the people of our president. Damn it, we've had enough. We'll be right back, folks, after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over?
Over for good. We're back, folks. And I'm concentrating right now on a remarkable bit of audio. Jason Chaffetz, I haven't been that familiar with him in the past. I'm sorry to see him go. He retired from Congress. He said to Jeanine Pirro, his reason was, it's because of this kind of stuff. The stiff arm he got from Attorney General Jeff Sessions that he left. I wish that had been instead his reason for staying. He has an interesting past. Jason Chaffetz, I didn't know this about him. Great job as the chairman of the House Oversight Committee in investigating Hillary Clinton and the emails. He and Trey Gowdy, being a dynamic duo of great investigators, great patriot investigators, and the Jason Chaffetz, he let me find his little bit of bio about him, which I did not know. Born, his mother, a Christian Scientist, who later became a Mormon. His father, Jewish. His grandfather, paternal grandfather, the son of immigrants from Russia, and his Jason Chaffetz himself converted to Mormonism himself, raised Jewish. Chaffetz converted to Mormonism during his college years, and then he's had a spectacular career in politics as a Utah congressman. And he just got disgusted with things like the stiff arm from Jeff Sessions as he tried to get to the truth. Now, let's listen to him for just a moment. Here he is. So, you know, amazing thing about this show. I'm learning as fast as you are.
You guys do not have a grand jury. You cannot impanel a grand jury. You cannot prosecute. Nope. You cannot put someone in jail. All right? So I'm happy what you're doing. It's great. Congratulations on what they're doing. What does a president have to do to get Sessions to do his job, to get rid of Rosenstein, who appointed Mueller and all his crazy cabal? What do you tell the president?
Just on the basic fact, are you conflicted or not? Do you have any conflict of interest based on bar rules, but also based on the rules? The president should ask, do you have any conflict of interest? And the chief of staff can also do this. General Kelly can do this and say, do you have a conflict of interest? If there is a conflict of a case they're investigating, they need to step aside immediately.
Okay, so Mueller should say immediately he has a conflict. He never told, as far as we know, yeah, anyone that he was on that Uranium One underlying case. He never talked about his relationship with Comey. And we're not sure that he even told anyone on CFIUS when all the Clinton-connected people and the Clinton Foundation-connected people said, oh, it's okay to sell our uranium, and let's not tell anyone about it. I mean, what do you think of that?
I don't think there's any reason why Congress can't call up each of the nine they were cabinet.
Now, he's getting into a little too much detail for our short show here. But, folks, Judge Jeanine Pirro nails it in this Saturday show following a Friday show where she stood in for Sean Hannity. She makes the point that the committee, a select committee that okayed the sale of 20% of our uranium to Russia in 2010, that most of the members of that committee were also board directors of the Clinton Foundation. And in that deal, Paul, if you wanted to just like write a fantastical corruption fantasy, that no one would believe, this would qualify.
Yeah.
We've got a little music there, folks, which means a break, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back, folks, and I forgot to give the call-in number. It's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. If you want to call in, let me just take a look at the call-in board. Maybe some of you are sitting on there right now. Yeah, we do have one call. Let's take that call. George in Texas, you're on the air, George.
Hello, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
You know, the thing is, I really think Mueller has another thing on with these indictments on Paul Manafort. You know what that is? Statute of limitations.
The Manafort thing appears to be things having nothing at all to do with the Trump campaign. The way these things go with special prosecutors is they squeeze people. So they will squeeze Manafort, saying, well, we're going to put you in jail for a long time on this unrelated charge unless you come up with something for us that helps us get our real target, which is Donald Trump. So watch for that. This is interesting. Steve Bannon has weighed in on this. Here's an article at... Here's how Steve Bannon has weighed in it. He says, Trump's former top dog. This is an article on the Daily Beast, which is the blog of the Washington Post. So this is a left-wing, for sure, left-wing outlet. Trump's former top dog increasingly feels like he has to take matters into his own hands. The former White House chief strategist is increasingly concerned that President Donald Trump's legal team is falling down on the job. And so he has other options that he is contemplating, which include going to people like Jason Chaffetz, although he's gone now. But there are other patriots in the Congress who can help with legislation to curb or rein in the out of control special prosecutor, which is what we will. What we already have, and that's what we will get more of, as he just, you know, the strategy is to get people, rattle people, squeeze people, pressurize people, get somebody to say something that's not true. That's a crime if you say that to the FBI. So now you pressurize that guy, and that's what he is attempting to do. Now, there's nothing there. So, I mean, that's the good news for us. There is no Russiagate for Donald Trump. But now, this is the one that has to be made to happen. There is a huge Russiagate. I mean, Paul, this is such a nasty tactic that Hillary and company have employed. They are guilty of treason vis-a-vis Russia. Treason.
Yeah.
And their tactic has been to accuse Donald Trump of improprieties with Russia as regards Russia, and then shift the spotlight and the all the attack and all the press shifted against Donald Trump. And I like what Jeanine Pirro is saying. I like what Steve Bannon is saying. Donald Trump has got to aggressively do what the crowds chanted in those rallies: lock her up, meaning prosecute, indict, investigate. And Jason Chaffetz here. Let's go back. Let's listen to him just a little bit more. Let me find him here. Here he is.
People, they can call up each of the nine people and ask them, why was it in the best interest of the United States of America to give 20% of our uranium reserves essentially to the Russians? And there's no reason why Congress did, but Congress doesn't have the guts to do it. That's
why?
It's part of the reason I left, Jeanine, because I got so frustrated with the fact that Congress will not stand up for itself, and our leadership does not think this is important.
Do they all have so many skeletons? I mean, what is it? You know, the American people are out of their minds right now. This is the kind of thing. No one has a problem if someone makes a mistake, you punish them. But it's one after another, the cash, the payoffs, the pay to play, the in your face, try me, I dare you. This is outrageous. The American people have had it.
Congress does not have the ability to enforce a subpoena. The only way to enforce a subpoena on the Department of Justice is to go to the Department of Justice. That has to change. There has to be a fundamental change so that Congress can get to the courts. Well, I don't know what the case is to keep him in this place not going to look at the obvious conflicts of interest. I think that is a legitimate question for him. Give him a week or so, maybe 10 days, and say, have you or have you not looked at the conflicts of interest? If he has, then let's see the answer to that, because at least on the surface, these people are all conflicted and should not be prosecuting or investigating cases they were already involved with.
Jason Chaffetz, thanks for your honesty. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Yeah, that was very good, folks. And, you know, Jeanine punching very hard. Jason Chaffetz coming out with bombshell information, but not willing to punch as hard, understandably. But Jeanine was asking questions. She said, you know, is Jeff Sessions compromised? And she said, should Jeff Sessions go? Now you notice, and Chaffetz's answer, he said, I can't see what the case is to keep him.
Wow, that's damning with faint praise.
Yeah, that's damning with faint praise. So You know, he didn't answer yes, he should go, but that's the same answer. That's tantamount. I can't see a case for keeping him.
Yeah.
So, my gosh, folks, as I say, this is stunning to me because I'm not on Capitol Hill. I don't meet with Donald Trump on a daily basis, and I don't know Jeff Sessions, but Jason Chaffetz has done all of those things, and he's really dropping a bomb there when he says, Jeff Sessions said, I won't prosecute on any of this stuff. I mean, and then Jeanine Pirro's question is, what the hell? Why? Attorney General Sessions, why? And that's what the public wants to know. And Jeanine says, the public, what did she say? She said, we've had it. We're burning up. And so I think at the next Donald Trump rally, folks, here's what I'm suggesting. At the next Donald Trump rally, all of us that are in that rally, start chanting, lock them up, and don't stop. Don't stop. Just keep chanting, lock them up. And don't even let Donald Trump speak. Just keep going for 5 minutes. Lock them up. That's a way of sending a message. That's the Pat Buchanan pitchfork brigade. Everybody waving their... George, go ahead.
But the thing is, I really think, like, for an attorney general, when he gets one, he has to get someone that's outside the beltway, outside the swamp, and has to be just like Donald Trump, fearless and being a wrecking ball. That's the way
And somebody that they don't have anything on. I mean, this is what I'm, this is causing me to wonder, George. Is there a network going in Washington right now which has dirt on everybody that's there and which can, has photographs, so to speak, and can wreck anybody or most of the people there? Is there such a thing that puts unbearable pressure on even somebody like Jeff Sessions, who we thought was great? He was wonderful on immigration. He was a great senator from Alabama. And then he gets into the attorney general's position, and all of a sudden he turns into a squish. So what the, as Jeanine asked, what the hell happened? Anyway, George, thank you very much for your thoughts.
Thank you.
And anybody else that wants to call in, 800-313-9443. Let me see what Jeanine says after she says goodbye to Jason Chaffetz.
Thanks, Jess.
All right. Mike Huckabee is still on deck tonight, plus my exclusive interview with the chairman of the board of the Museum of the Bible. But next up, former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski. I'll bet he's got a lot to say. Stay right there.
Yes, he does. Corey Lewandowski also aghast, his tongue hanging out in disbelief at what's going on in Washington with the non-investigation, the non-prosecution of Uranium One. And it's just this is Paul. This is, I was talking to one of my brothers today, and this dwarfs, the scale of this scandal dwarfs a thing like Watergate. Watergate was based on Richard Nixon not telling the full truth on a few seconds of audio tape. Private, personal audio tape that he made about a totally unimportant, petty break-in to an unimportant Democratic National Committee office, where some low-level operatives wanted to get some dirt on the Democrats. And they didn't even succeed. They just broke into an office. They just kind of jimmied the lock and got in there. And this is in an election that Richard Nixon won by a landslide. I mean, one of the biggest landslides in American history. Nobody needed any dirt on any Democrats. And Richard Nixon had nothing to do with it. But he actually was forced to resign. That's the power of the media. They were able to blow that nothing up into the dismissal of a very successful very victorious U.S. president. And now we have this situation where there's a true huge crime that Donald Trump could just ram it home. And for some reason, it's not happening. Anyway, wow. It takes your breath away. I'll tell you how what makes me feel better about the whole thing. Thank goodness there are people like Jeanine Pirro, Sean Hannity, Lou Dobbs out there in the national media who do have audiences numbering in the millions. This is important. It's not that important that Paul or I, we can talk about this with our, you know, we've got a great audience here in this show, but it's not 3 million people. So, you know, the earth does not move when we crack the whip. But when Sean Hannity or Jeanine Pirro, when they lower the boom, as she did on Saturday, there are immediate reverberations. And so thank goodness for that. I can't wait, Paul. I can't wait till the next large Donald Trump rally where we, the crowd, are out there with our chants. And I'm just hoping that this suggestion that, you know, people, you know, it's a practical suggestion that someone else will think of too. But I'm hoping at the next rally we hear lock them up and it doesn't die out. It just keeps going and going. The point being, Mr. President, well, as he said in his tweet yesterday, Donald Trump said, do something, all caps with an exclamation mark. That's right. That's exactly what the American people want. For Jeff Sessions, Donald Trump, do something. Well, let's see here. What else is at the top of the news? Let's see here. Going over to Breitbart, where the best stuff resides, and going to their top story, which changes. Here's a report. The Podesta Group is involved in the Manafort indictment. That's interesting. Here's a Alan Dershowitz of Harvard Law School says, I don't think Mueller will get Trump. I don't think they have anything. Wow. That's an interesting story. Alan Dershowitz, Mr. Left Winger. Here he is saying it. Let's listen to Alan Dershowitz. I don't think they have anything. And
although Manafort didn't do anything that had anything to do with the Russian probe or anything like that, his indictment has everything to do with Trump. They never would have indicted him for money laundering or tax evasion if he weren't somebody who they thought could turn on Trump, could provide information and evidence, if not Trump, somebody higher up in the chain between Manafort and Trump. This is dominoes. You knock down the first domino, that knocks down the second domino. Ultimately, what Mueller is aiming for is the big domino in the Oval Office. I don't think they're going to get him. I don't think they have anything because collusion, even if it were to be established, isn't a crime. You have to find something that actually violates the federal criminal statute. I don't think they're even close to that.
It is. Wow. Interesting, Paul. Alan Dershowitz himself saying, I don't think they're even close to finding a violation of a law. And collusion, whatever that is, itself not even being a crime. Well, folks, that's very interesting because, again, like Jeanine Pirro, Alan Dershowitz, you know, not our favorite guy, but one of the top legal scholars on the left in the U.S. at Harvard Law School and a very, very inside guy. And here it is. I think this is great news. Listen to it. Listen to Alan Dershowitz himself say it.
Were to be established isn't a crime. You have to find something that actually violates the federal criminal statute. I don't think they're even close to that.
You say that Kushner could be one of the dominoes to fall here?
Look, anybody who is close to Donald Trump at this point.
But based on what?
Is a target. They're going to, in Kushner's case, they're going to maybe allege that he failed to disclose something on his form. Nobody's ever prosecuted for that. But if they could find anybody for jaywalking, that's what Mueller would do. The goal is to get somebody and squeeze and squeeze.
Well,
the problem.
And that goes back to what you said initially, which, you know, having a special counsel is dangerous, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican.
That's right.
Because they're hired, they're spent a lot of money on, and they tend to sort of begin the process and keep pulling on the strings if it.
Folks, awkward to say this, Alan Dershowitz sounds just like what we've been saying on this show. Mueller will go after some. Yeah, go ahead, Paul.
There was something his name was Sekulow. He is apparently the White House counsel.
Jay Sekulow.
Sekulow, yeah.
Jay Sekulow. Well, save that thought. We'll come right back to it after this break.
Okay.
Still last 10 years like it should. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and
we're back, folks, in our last segment.
Tired of being treated this way, so.
Final segment for the show here, folks. We might be able to get to Alan in South Carolina, but we might not be able to, Alan, so forgive us if we don't get to you. Paul, you were talking about Jay Sekulow.
Yeah, I'll make this quick. When he was on CNN around 1 o'clock this afternoon, he was being grilled as to, well, will President Trump pardon these people? And he said he hadn't had any discussion with them on that. He wasn't going to speculate. But he was hammering on that a couple of times. It suddenly occurred to me that one thing that he can do if he feels it's necessary is to use the pardon to take away the blackmail possibility from the special prosecutor. That it would have to be used selectively, but Sekulow kept saying the president does have that prerogative.
Wow, that's you should have gone to law school, Paul. That's very creative. And speaking of people, in law school, and Alan Dershowitz, it was very interesting that Alan Dershowitz said on Fox today or yesterday, he said, "I don't think they have anything." And Alan Dershowitz is on the inside, folks. The people he talks to on his phone at night are different from the people you and I talk to. Alan Dershowitz talks to the inside top people, and he says, "I don't think they have anything on Donald Trump." That's very, very interesting. And it's especially interesting, Alan Dershowitz not on our side. No. There's an interesting tiff occurred between professors. John Mearsheimer, who's a professor of poli-sci at the University of Chicago, a great one, and Stephen Walt, professor of international affairs at Harvard's Kennedy School, they wrote a paper that Paul and I have discussed extensively with our audiences, a paper entitled The Israel Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy. This was published in the London Review of Books. It's a wonderful paper back in 2006 that said that the Israel lobby basically leads the U.S. government around like an animal with a ring in its nose and has way too much power. It was beautiful. And they, in that article, the Israel lobby and U.S. foreign policy, they specifically mentioned Alan Dershowitz as they criticize as an apologist for the Israel lobby. And that led to an enormous brouhaha between those professors, Dershowitz condemning Mearsheimer and Walt, and Mearsheimer and Walt dismissing Dershowitz as being full of hot air. So I'm just setting the stage there, folks. Dershowitz is on the other side. He endorsed Obama heartily, and he was a Hillary supporter. So he doesn't love Donald Trump. He's not on our side, but it is his estimation as an insider at the top of the law profession that this clown, Robert Mueller, ain't got nothing. We'll leave you with that optimistic thought. We'll see you again tomorrow night with more updates. See you then.
Okay.
Thanks, Paul.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.